I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. The Burlington School District says before the school year starts, it expects to know whether its Integrated Arts Academy is affected by a possible chemical contamination in the city's Old North End. On Tuesday, the EPA began testing air and soil samples in the neighborhood for the presence of two chemicals commonly used in dry cleaning products. The EPA expects to finish tests by Thursday. Local resident Matthew Vaughn said he was worried about the potential impact on children.
I'm certainly concerned. Yeah, I want to make sure that we live in a safe community. We have a four-month-old at home, so I want to make sure that he's not at risk of exposure.
In a statement, the district says there's no cause for alarm and the Integrated Arts Academy was not the source of the contaminant. It also says it's prepared for any scenario the EPA may present. A Shelburne developer has resolved a dispute over water rights that postponed a housing project on a golf course for 2 years. The Burlington Free Press reports developer Chris Snyder will pay more than $80,000 to help Shelburne pay for water storage rights at a tank in South Burlington. Back in 2016, Snyder's plan to build 90 housing units on the Quinneaska Golf Club stalled after a state review found that Shelburne had not paid for water access for decades. Snyder says the deal will allow him to get final town approval for the project. Vermont's state websites are back up and running after a lengthy outage today. However, the state's internet service provider, First Light, says outages continue for its customers in the Williston area. Vermont's Secretary of Digital Services said today a broken fiber optic cable was to blame for the internet outage for state government. According to a statement on First Light's website, cable breaks are also to blame for service problems around the Northeast. Vermont has received about $19 million to help improve drinking water and wastewater systems around the state. The funds are provided by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, and the money goes into two state-run revolving loan funds. Agency of Natural Resources Secretary Julie Moore says the money is welcome as communities seek to upgrade water treatment infrastructure.
Each year we ask municipalities to tell us what they believe they may be looking at over the next 5 years, and compile those needs and intended use plans, and we prioritize them.
Moore says the state provides low-interest or no-interest loans to fund these local projects. She says the additional funds mean it can potentially help more projects. And a 152-year-old covered bridge that connects Vermont and New Hampshire has been damaged for the second time this summer. Transportation officials say the Cornish-Windsor Bridge was struck in New Hampshire yesterday. The damage is limited to the facade. Last month, the driver of an oversized box truck who was using a GPS navigation system caused thousands of dollars in damage to the Vermont side of the bridge. The Eye on the Sky forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy and muggy, some scattered to numerous evening showers and thunderstorms, decreasing after midnight, lows in the 60s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.